What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Overtime Attitude Podcast. I'm back in the studio with Carlos. Say hi to Carlos. What's up, man?
Hi.
Good to have you back in the studio again. I know it's been a minute since we've been all... I know we're still missing Chris. He's busy, you know what I mean? But we got the imaginary chair, right?
Right.
He's out of the shot, but we're going to... We'll keep him next to Carlos. So as everybody knew, it's... been the past week was chaotic with the hurricane coming through. I think it was Hurricane Helene, Carlos. Is that what it was?
I believe that's what it was called.
So we went through Hurricane Helene last Thursday, and it was more of at night. Doesn't really affect us during the day, but we were in Orlando, which is in the middle of Florida. It happened more towards the West Coast area, towards Tampa, and then also St. Petersburg over there in Clearwater and whatnot.
Yeah, it was happening a lot. Sarasota and the Panhandle got hit a lot more than we did.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly there on Clearwater. I saw Clearwater. I saw boats that were stacked up on top of each other, and houses were just flooded and things of that nature. But, like, Carlos, what was your, I guess, did you really have a game plan of it coming, or did you just think it was going to blow by as a rainstorm?
I wasn't really expecting much at all, honestly.
Yeah.
Just because it just, the way that it was tracking, it wasn't really going to hit us at all. So I wasn't really worried.
Yeah, I was more of focused of, okay, we'll just probably get the outer bands of it. And
there's a lot
of rain, not really any potential downfall or any high winds of that nature.
Right. I mean, the only thing that happened with me was, a couple piles of grass that I had in my backyard are no longer now in my backyard. So
a couple trees went down that, not in my neighborhood, but I was driving around seeing trees fall down. And everybody was just either helping or just cleaning up and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, there's some parts of Orlando that got hit really bad, and then there's others where you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like my neighborhood normally floods really badly. No, nothing.
I mean, it wasn't a bad flood as 2 years ago when that, what was that one hurricane that came by that was... around October, too, it was.
It was around the same time, yeah.
Was it Ivan?
I think it was Ivan.
Yeah.
I remember that one. That was really bad. I was trapped in my neighborhood for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, we didn't have that much of a power going out, but it was more of flooding.
My neighborhood was completely underwater. Like there was my water line was up to my
what was the storm walkway. Was like 3 feet, 6 feet,
something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I remember trying to get to work, and I couldn't even walk to where it was, and there was no vehicle coming to pick me up. So
how was your car flooded, or could you get out?
No, like it was just to the the body line.
Okay.
So it was like right there.
Yeah.
But it stayed like that for 3 weeks.
Damn. So stay in the water, that's bad.
Yeah, so I just stayed home. We had power, we had everything. Everything else was fine. Mm-hmm. It was just the fact we couldn't drive.
Yeah.
So,
but even with my truck, I have a stock. It's stock, but with the tires, it's not for a truck. But even when I go through those big puddles, I still get kind of second guess it that way in case it gets stuck or something of that nature. It's just how bad it could be if it gets flooded. But it wasn't too bad. I mean, I know the whole Tampa area and everybody. Like you saw the pictures of the flooding and everything like that.
Yeah, Tampa got hit really hard. Cedar Key was just gone.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this Indian River picture I have up here. That was this is from let's see. That's from Grant Rose actually has that photo. Shout out to Grant Rose, one of our good friends. He was out there helping them recover, and you could tell from the flood line of that. That Ford, like, see the top of it?
Yeah, that's...
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that's a flood line.
Yeah, that's a pretty gnarly flood line. And, obviously, we all feel bad about everybody down there. Some people lost their homes and more other than that. I think some homes, even in North Carolina, they lost some homes too.
North Carolina got hit really hard. There's a dam that's on the verge of collapsing. North Carolina and Georgia lost a lot of bridges.
Yeah.
Like the bridges, like there. I was watching some videos, and their bridges were just being swept away by the flash flood.
I saw that. Yeah.
And it's just like, it's crazy. And then there's a town in North Carolina that is no longer existing. But
the entire town flooded out? It's
gone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, you saw a picture from the day before, and then the current, whenever the hurricane passed by.
Yeah.
The town's just gone. It's just nothing but, it looks like a sand barge.
Yeah. I remember when, I think St. Pete, when that hurricane came 2 years ago, it was the same thing. They had a lighthouse up,
mm-hmm.
and the hurricane came by, and it was all knocked down. The whole island was washed out. All the homes got washed out, and it's a pretty tragic thing, but these things happen for some time, so.
Yeah, it's
They need some of those barriers, like the head of the hospital. Remember those? Did you see
that? Yeah, I did see those, yeah. I remember seeing those. I mean, even some of the places that did have... Yeah, I did see that one.
And that water was like four feet, or 5 feet up, and it was just flowing through no problem.
I did see some barriers where people did put up those high of barriers,
mm-hmm.
and they're just getting carried away with the water.
Yeah, I think those have to be on concrete. They can't be on grass.
Yeah,
if they go on grass, it just get washed away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty gnarly. I know that. There's also one brewing. It's supposed to come in October, supposedly this way. I don't know if it's really coming or not. That
sounds
but
like fun.
Yeah, you never know with Florida. Sometimes it just
doing Florida
they just
things.
They just take curveballs and come this way or the other way, and all things of that nature. But
yeah, it's really it's.
But I mean,
it sucks.
Preparing for the hurricane, all you really need is water and a couple of canned goods for 4 or 5 days, unless it's a severe one.
To be fair, everyone was expecting this to just be like a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Not much more than a one or two.
Yeah.
But it came in hitting everyone out of Category 4.
Yeah. But I was worried that, it was building up to Category 4 and then supposed to hit up in Tallahassee, but what if it curved right like Charlie did and then come straight at us at Orlando?
Oh yeah, we would have been cooked. It would have been done.
Yeah, that was one of my thoughts in the back of my head, is what if it turns right straight to us?
Right. Yeah. Like we would have been. Yeah. We'd be having a different conversation today.
I don't think we'd be having this podcast right now.
I don't think so either. I think you would have been fine, but I think definitely in my area, it would have been a game over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, like, the houses around my neighborhood, you see water lines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
water lines everywhere.
Yeah.
You could tell, like, that area is flooded so many times.
Yeah.
And it comes up to about I don't know. So I want to say like about 3 feet. So it's like all the houses are built up on hill, kind of hillish over
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like even with that and, the flood lines are that high still.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even though they're built, but sometimes what's also bad is when they do get flooded, the value of the home goes down too. Unless you could cover it up in some way, but sometimes it's on the record.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, it's the only downfall of it flooding that way. You saw the Tesla that burnt down the house?
I did see the Tesla that burnt down the house.
For everybody who didn't see the Tesla, you definitely go on YouTube and see that Tesla caught on fire. Yeah,
that was absolutely wild.
But the water's not even that shallow. It's not even that deep.
Well, that's probably where it was at that point, but you don't know how long it sat with above. Because you got to remember the... This is the crappy thing about Teslas.
Yeah, can you get more detail about why they do that, or why would they do that?
It's the salt.
In the battery.
In the water.
But the salt in the water, because the salt gets into
corrosive.
Is that a lithium ion battery too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're not really good at from what I've heard, I mean, it doesn't seem like they encase their batteries very well.
Is there any way to prevent that in case it gets flooded? Some kind of sealant in the battery, that way it doesn't get wet, or?
Yeah, I mean, I know Chevy has been able to perfect that. Tesla is the bad part about their battery pack is it's part of the chassis.
Okay.
So,
but is there any way to remove that from the Tesla, the battery itself, or it's with the chassis itself?
Like the whole thing is built into the chassis.
So if you need another battery, what are you going to do?
It's a whole chassis.
What the fuck? Just throw that shit away.
Essentially, man. It's like your old RC cars that you bought from Walmart. You know, once they stop taking a charge, you kind of just chuck them and go to the store and get a new one.
Just get a V8, people. Get a V8 gas.
Don't or you that. Can buy a broken Tesla and turn it into a V8.
Let's put a Skyline motor in it, and then RB26.
That would be actually kind of fun.
I'm sure somebody on YouTube has an LS built Tesla that they
do. Oh, they do. Yeah. Richie Rebuilds. It's funny. I'm pretty sure Tesla's been after him for a hot minute.
Yeah. I want to wait to see the Cybertruck with an LS motor in it.
I mean, that'd be nice. I mean, that thing is...
It's sleek.
It's
not properly built, but it's sleek.
It's interesting.
I saw one wrapped. It was all black.
I mean, that's tastefully... It, so. Like, it's not a bad-looking truck by any means. Is it practical? Probably not.
A lot of people are just hating on it because, one, they can't afford it. Two, they just think that the person who has it spending money wastefully when it's their money. They can do what they want with it.
Correct, yeah. I mean, people are just salty by, you know, people buy things that they want to buy. They don't really care how practical it is. If you got the money to spend on it, mm-hmm. by all means, go for it.
Yeah. It's one of those deals of, okay, so say you want to paint your car damn green or something. Someone's going to hate on you for that.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to hate on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, you have your own money, you do what you want with it. I mean, it's not a, you know, when it comes down to buying a vehicle, you're buying it for, you know, you're the one that's going to be driving it ultimately.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. You know, who gives a damn what you spend it on?
spend it on what you want.
Yeah.
But it's, just be careful. Don't go to any of these Diddy parties or anything like that. One of those styles.
What a transition to that.
Yeah, just be careful with the money with that way, people.
Yeah, you never know what you'll be sitting on.
What did he actually get charged with? Do you know exactly?
I was trying to find that out, like what the actual...
Because I know it's racketeering charges.
Yeah, there's the racketeering, and then there's the sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion. I think I'm saying that right.
Let me look it up. I'll look for it.
Yeah. And then count three was transportation and engagement and prostitution. That's it so far.
So it says here, fast forward 2021, case filed in New York style, accused of kidnapping, drugging, and coercing women into sexual activity. Sometimes the use of firearms is a threat of violence.
That's gunplay.
Yeah. But I know that, what's it called? He had interesting possessions at his house, you could say, that are ordinary.
You mean like the 700 dildos?
700 dildos, 1,000 bottles of lube, multiple firearms.
I mean, with that many dildos, you're going to need a lot of lube.
How do we know 700? I don't even know 700 people. How would I have 700 dildos?
It's Diddy.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of clientele.
Yeah, either that. I mean, if the fact that he's got, you know... sex trafficking, you know, in there.
Yeah. I mean, and it's bad if Orlando Bloom says don't go to the parties because he even thinks he's crazier than him.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom is definitely up there.
Is it Orlando Bloom or Orlando Brown? I'm sorry.
I think you're talking about Brown.
Who's the guy from Disney Channel? Orlando Brown? Is it Orlando Brown, right?
I think so.
Yeah, not Bloom. Bloom's crazy too for dating Katy Perry. Yeah. They're all crazy. But also, he's not also the one on the hook, too. The New York mayor got on the hook. Do you know he got accused? Oh, he got a charge for?
No. What did he get accused for?
So I guess he got a charge with either conspiracy or any kind of suspect of corruption with the money. Obviously, that's
so he was just in on it, too.
Somebody ratted him out about the money spending he's been doing with the state.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's in hot water, too, right now, and... I don't know. He's pleading non-guilty. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that goes with the whole trial with him and the New York State. I think with that, the New York State, the governor, and also Diddy is going to really open Pandora's box of celebrities and politicians that are connected with them.
You put things into Google and it spits you out a whole rabbit hole of things.
What were you Googling?
Orlando Brown's... correlation to Diddy.
And well, I think he was just a guest there.
Well, I found an article saying that Orlando Brown claims he slept with Diddy.
I'm sure Diddy slept with him. It's not the other way around.
You're right. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, definitely a madness.
Wow, I didn't even turn this damn light on back here.
Oh, I forgot to turn the light on. So let there be light.
Not even a big light, it's just a regular light.
It did make a little bit of a difference, though.
It didn't make no difference.
Yeah, a small difference.
So other than that, I mean, what else we have going on here with Diddy here? Mr. Combs, they call him now. I think he'll be doing some prison time, but I think also that maybe he'll join R. Kelly and they'll be cellmates.
I mean, I think that's what he's praying on, at least.
Yeah. I mean, he could run the prison system, too, with the parties there. Diddy parties with the guards and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but Diddy's in some hot water. But, I mean, we've all know he's been crazy for years. So, in other news, let's see. Longshoremen dispute could boil over into disruptive strike next week, meaning tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that.
So, do you know anything about this, Carlos? You see anything?
No, I just found out about it today. Seeing at the, I guess the, was it the, I guess people working the ports are, you know, going to strike.
Because well, it's not only the ports. It's going to be, I think, Ford. Their employee workers are also going on strike.
Oh, wow.
Because of union, they're not getting paid enough again.
So basically,
they just got another freaking raise. They want another paycheck, again, another pay grade. I mean, another
raise.
Raise, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't blame them too much, man. It's
everything went up in price.
You know? Everything is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, the days of having only one income in the house are really gone.
Yeah, I think the boomer days. The problem is all these, say like those David Ramsey people, they're just out of touch with reality of today's society because they're in the boomer age of their way of the economy. It's different than now.
There's also that in the ancient politicians too.
Yeah, the ancient politicians who were just milking off our tax dollars, not getting a real paycheck.
Have you looked in to see how much these people actually make?
Oh, their average income is $137, but yet they got yachts that are $11-12 million.
Right. They don't make that $137.
No. Look at Nancy Pelosi and her.
Correct.
Her inside trade. She's a great trader. I think she should write a book about her trading.
There's some people in there that do, you know, that do net or, you know, somewhere around that $500,000 mark.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's wild to me.
It's all about that backdoor money they're getting. It's all it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Briberies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But did this offshore, man, I guess I get you more clarity on this. But yeah. It's a dispute over port workers paying job protection that could snarl commerce at ports up and down the East Coast next week. So a similar labor dispute between the International Longshoremen's Association and ports up and down the East Coast could boil over into a disruptive and economically damaged strike next week, meaning this Tuesday. Because their contract expirations expire on Monday, the 30th. So basically, if the union is not giving them their raise, they're going to go on strike. Because what happened was, they were the ones working during the COVID times.
Correct, yeah.
Everyone's staying home while they're on their ports working their asses off. Right. Their coworkers are dying from the virus, too.
They just feel like they didn't get compensated for, you know, working during that time, which is 1,000% understandable.
Yeah.
They were definitely the ones helping the people that, you know, couldn't.
Yeah. And then once everything went up in price, they never got any kind of compensation for that.
Yeah, no.
No pay grade, upgrade.
No, nothing.
No raise or nothing, so it's pretty crazy. But, I mean, if this goes on for more than a week, even longer than that, it would devastate the economy because everything comes in through that port from clothes, gas, car parts, electronics, everything of that nature. Just like truck drivers. If the truck drivers stop driving, then the whole economic gets on a pause.
And that could cause a whole rabbit hole of problems too, because if merchants can't get things into the US, depending on the merchant is probably, we're one of their biggest customers.
Yeah.
If they can't get in there, they're gonna have a fuss.
Yeah.
It could cause us to lose our imports.
Yeah. Well, it'd be easier if we just made things in here. Made in America.
Yeah, but that would require Americans not to be lazy.
Well, that would require more money because we have to pay the laborers.
Correct.
It's cheaper. But it would just make more sense. But at the same time, it's also scary seeing that we have to rely on other things to come in, and then we disrupt that chain just that easily and just puts us on hold. All right.
Sorry.
Boss is falling asleep over here.
No, I'm good.
I'm boring him. I'm sorry.
No. I'm not. Trust me, I've already had a long day. So, yeah. I mean, I lost my train of thought. Damn.
It is crazy though. Seeing also what I was reading, not reading, I was listening to a podcast, and he was talking about how we get our transformers from China, like the power transformers.
Oh, I'm sitting here thinking I was like Optimus.
No, power transformers. As in the power things.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because they don't check it for malware or Trojan horse or anything like that.
The transformers for the most part.
Well, also the computers and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. But a lot of those systems that like let's say like our servers and stuff like that, we do get them from China.
Yeah,
you know, all that stuff. It all comes up blank for the most part when you get it in.
I hope so, because they ran a test and never released any sort of results from it. But I don't know if I don't know if it's anything threatening. But also, you don't want it where they control the power grid too. Mm. That'd be pretty scary.
I honestly don't see any reason why China would even, China or Japan, really, at this point.
I think I'd be more Russia that want to take
them. Yeah, more China. Russia, I could see that, but I mean, Russia's already doing their thing with, you know, putting their subs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, in China and Japan are just, they're still supplying us our things.
Yeah, they're making money. They don't need to. They already spy on us as it is, but
we already went there and come back, you know, and they're. I don't think any other country is really gonna be pissing on us.
No, unless it's something we piss them off with, other than the Middle East and all that stuff. That's another story we're not gonna get into.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
We only got like a half hour on this podcast. Right. we're just getting started. We don't bore our audience to death here. But it is pretty crazy with all the chaotic things going on across the world with, not only with the China and that, but also with Middle East and everything.
Yeah, that one's a tough one too.
Yeah, it's all about power and the territory there. Yeah. That's all it is pretty much.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, but the elections are coming up fast too, but what was I going to say? Did you get your ballot yet? Look it over?
No, I haven't.
So I'll probably look it over and see what laws they want to pass too.
I know I know I saw it come in.
So. Yeah, I just got mine in the mail.
Yeah, I have to take a look at it. I'm like the only thing I'm like waiting to see on there is the whole marijuana one.
That's number three.
Is that number three?
I think that's number three.
Okay.
So people, if you have your ballots, please look it over and look at everything that you're voting on. Just don't just go into the bowl and just BS it when you go there inside the voting booth. You want to look it over. I think number three would be the marijuana thing. I think the one that's for recreational, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it's number three.
Number two, I did hear, not to cut you off. I did hear something about like Trump wanting to extend out his tax laws.
Now, I read a little bit about it. It was a tax law for cutting overtime tax and it was cut.
Those were the pros on it, but the other one.
Well, what was it about? I don't really know.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I know from the little bit of I read of it is like we're currently in Trump's tax law.
Yeah, until 2025.
Until 2025. Yeah, 2025. Yeah. There's that one where our taxes are so out of whack right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're high. They're high. You know, people that were getting $2,000 to $3,000 back each year are now owing $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, and
but I feel like it keeps rising every year. Like percentage wise.
It depends. I mean, you know, most people, at least from my experience, you know, make more each year.
Yeah, so, that is true. I make
So it's like, you know, depending on how your increase, whether it be a $1,000 raise to like a $15,000 raise, you know, that money's going to get taxed. So
yeah.
You're going to end up owing more.
Yeah.
So it all depends how you do things, but
yeah. It's just crazy how much stuff we get taxed on. It's insane.
It's very crazy. I got a buddy of mine that cleared, what was it? It was like 240K. And he, what was it? He ended up doing his taxes. And he ended up owing $35,000.
I owed like $4,000 I had to pay.
Yeah, it's just like...
And it's not even my fault. They don't cut it from the paycheck itself. Like, they make the mistake, but yet I'm still paying for it.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, that honestly, sometimes that kind of falls on your employer.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's where that, you know, whoever does your taxes and stuff, if that's the case, if you're not paying taxes, you know, throughout the year, you got to make sure to put money away. So that way at the end of the year, because you're going to end up owing anyway, so.
Yeah, I tend not to try and blow all my money at once. Try to put it away for a rainy day, you know what I mean?
Right, you know, or a good cruise comes around, and then you're like, yeah, you know, it's tempting.
Yeah, good cruise, or you get a nice camera, you see on the, oh, that's a good
deal. Yeah. I definitely know that. Nothing like throwing like $4,000 away.
Oh, that lens. Oh, look at that lens
on sale. Yeah, that's a nice lens, yeah. Yes. It's funny, I was looking at lenses too.
Yeah, we'll get into that topic on another discussion too, with that. It's going on half hour worth of talking to on that. But sometimes that happens. You look at something that is a good deal, and you have the money saved, and then...
And you're like,
Yeah.
I could hate myself a little bit tonight.
Yeah. But with this tax law, do you feel like Kamala's is a better? Does she have a plan for the taxes thing?
I haven't seen anything that she's planned.
Do you feel any wishy washy about her at all? Or
it's like they both suck. Like I'll be real honest. Yeah, they both are gonna create a shit show. Is one gonna create a better shit show?
But probably. One is stealing one other's plan too, which is weird.
Right. Like, well, the thing is, it's like, in my opinion, you know, I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, whenever it was perfect.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, you know, we're currently living in, you know, regardless if who's in office right now, we're currently living in the repercussions of everything that Trump put into place.
Yeah.
You know.
Everyone's blaming Kamala because she's been there for 3 years and yet nothing's
no
really. But at the same
current presidency doesn't control what happens currently, like a lot of times.
Well, the only thing that they were controlling was their executive stuff, not the tax stuff.
Right, like the tax stuff, the import taxes and stuff like that. That's all those were all in place during Trump.
Yeah,
and go on till the following.
Yeah. What blew my mind though was the that tax on tip story back in the summer.
I think I remember seeing
so Trump had the idea of, okay, well, I will take off the taxes on tips. And the media thought he was a bad person for that. And then Kamala said the same thing. And then they said, well, that's a good plan, the media. So it kind of was kind of mind-boggling seeing the media kind of portray that kind of good guy, bad guy person. This is odd.
Yeah, I mean...
It's more the media to blame for that. I mean, I don't know. That's why I don't like watching the news that much.
It's funny because we're one of the few countries that do tips.
Yeah, I know.
Other countries, they don't have that.
No.
If you leave them a tip, they put your money back.
Yeah, I don't understand because you're already paying taxes as it is, and then you want to pay tips on top of that too.
Right. Like I can understand giving a tip to somebody, you know, if that's how you feel like you want to, you know, they went the extra mile, you want to give them a little something. Yeah. Sure, no problem. You know, but not everyone, especially this day and age, has cash on them.
No.
So you know that little tip section there on that credit card receipt, you know, that's where you put your tip. That the price that was already paid is already taxed. Why should it?
Yeah.
Why should you tax the money that's going to the server? Like they're already gonna have to pay taxes on it anyway.
I think the server just needs to get more money, pretty much.
Well, yeah, essentially.
They're not running a high experience job. Is being a being,
no, you know, but they need to get paid more though. They work really hard for that.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of things at once, and I think they should be compensated for that. But it's very very odd.
I'm kind of curious to see what their hourly is for.
I think hourly is around maybe $15-$20 an hour. I think.
I don't think it's that much.
I don't know. I'm sure it's not as much as that, but I mean, it could vary. But at the same time, too, though, Kamala Harris was the one that put that into place back in 2022, and then now she wants to backpedal it, which is very odd. I guess.
As of today, it's $10.
$10.
$10 that's why we tip them. Most servers average.
Well, the thing though too is that a server is supposed to be somebody from high school or doing part-time college. It's not a full-time job for an adult. No.
I can't tell you how many times I meet people that are, have been being a server for the last 20, 30 years, and they still do it because the money is good.
It depends on where you go to. Also, where you're serving at. You serve at like a high-end place that are big players. They'll give you $100 tips, no problem. Like a steakhouse or some kind of executive
right, place exactly. Like that. I'm yeah. Kind of curious to see what servers make in other countries. Oh. That's time. That was like perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Oh, another one. But also, who else is in that area of dining pay?
I don't know how to actually mute.
Just put on silent.
That's right.
Yeah, put on silent.
I always forget I could just do that.
But damn, $10 an hour for wages?
Yeah, $10 an hour here in the U.S.
But does it go state by state, though, too?
Or is that's your average salary in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So, and then when you... And then over in Europe, it's $12 an hour.
Yeah.
So... But, like, what's the cost of living in Europe?
Probably cheaper than here when it comes to certain... Not in all places. I'm sure Paris and all those places are expensive. But, like, a small town or village is going to be way cheaper than the big city when it comes to living.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Sorry, folks. The internet's not the best here. Takes a minute.
Europe's average per month, the cost of living is $1,700.
Huh.
Whereas...
Here
is about $2,500 on average.
For our average apartment?
Just on average, you know, for a single body person.
Man, I remember when we were kids or like 10, 13 years ago, we thought $500, $600 was expensive for rent.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, I thought $750 was pretty bad for a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I wish I could pay that now.
Yeah.
Like low income housing, it's $1,300.
Yeah.
For low income housing. You go to regular, like just a regular apartment, a two bedroom, you're getting close to like $2,300 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's some crazy times right now. Any luck on the house? Were you house hunting recently?
Yeah. I have a meeting tomorrow with the bank.
Okay.
To see what's going to happen. We're kind of, you know, this is just our first attempt at it. So if it goes the way we want it to, then cool. If not, then, we just keep on saving and prepare for next year. So.
Exactly what I'm doing too.
Yeah. Like sometimes you have to get knocked down before you can, find what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so. I'm just looking every day and not finding anything I need. I just go about my business, the next day I'll come look again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, we have a backup plan if this doesn't go through, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, you just roll with the punches, is what I've learned lately.
Correct, yeah.
That's all I do. I don't know, I used to get mad when things don't go my way or say my day's not going right, but now I'm just like, screw it. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Right, that's exactly. Something you
have to learn in life, to roll with the punches.
Exactly. Like, it's like this weekend. I was actually supposed to be in Sebastian Beach this weekend.
Yeah.
My stepson had a swim meet.
Yeah.
And so we didn't get the chance to do that this weekend. So mm-hmm. Been kind of just not sure what to do.
Yeah, just go with the flow and figure it out. That's how it goes.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. So that's, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Just
going with the flow.
Yeah, that's it. But all right, I guess we'll just wrap this up. We've already hit our marks. We'll head on out of here. We'll come back another day. But I appreciate you coming by the studio again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was a good time.
Appreciate everyone who's listening to the podcast. Make sure to go to our YouTube channel. We've finally got our podcast on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Well, iTunes, Apple, or Apple Podcasts, whatever one it is. I don't remember what it's called.
Apple Tunes.
Apple Tunes, yeah. So we're on there. We've got some new videos coming out as well. And appreciate everyone who's listening. We'll see you guys later. See ya.